Welcome to the Bright Beams Broadcast with Brother Ed Hicks, a broadcast for the proclamation of the unchanging truths of God's Word in a changing world.
The Lord willing, I am nearing the end of a series of messages on seven symptoms of a sinking society. Genesis chapter number 6 and verse number 3 stated, "The Lord said, My spirit shall not always strive with man." Read the scriptures, read other sources of history, and decide for yourself if other nations have shown some of the same symptoms that America has shown before they finally fell. Number 1, a great preoccupation with eating, drinking, and playing. Number 2, an excessive decoration with ornaments. Number 3, the constant congregation for worldly activities. Number 4, the attempts at the elimination of God-given roles and boundaries. Number 5, the perverted indoctrination of children. Number 6, the infatuation with immorality and violence. Today, violent-minded people that have been feeding their minds with violent videos and violent songs may finally erupt in physical violence. If some action is taken that they don't like, then they might start spewing out their inflammatory remarks on social media. Mobs might take to the streets protesting, burning, and looting. Why the senseless acts of violence? Why violence against ones that had nothing to do with the situation? Violent-minded people do not need a reason to erupt into violence. An excuse will do. Noah lived in a violent time before the flood. Genesis chapter number 6, verse number 11, the earth was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. In Genesis 6:13, God said to Noah, "The end of all flesh has come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them." The God that does not exaggerate said that the earth was filled with violence. The construction of the huge ark probably drew a lot of attention. Perhaps Noah and his sons had to protect the building materials. In Nehemiah's day, the wall of Jerusalem was being built under threat of attack. Nehemiah chapter number 4, verses 17 and 18 states, "They which build it on the wall, and they that bear burdens with those that laid it, every one with one of his hands wrought in the work, and with the other hand held a weapon. For the builders, every one had his sword girded by his side, and so builded." And perhaps that's the way it was for Noah as he built the ark in a world filled with violence. Here's a prayer that we might pray about those that commit senseless acts of violence. "Let them be ashamed which transgress without cause." This comes from the words of David in Psalm 25 and verse number 3. Then number 7, the widespread acceptance of abortion and sodomy, an indication of reprobate minds. Mr. Lester Roloff stated, "America, an insane asylum run by the inmates." What would he think about America now? As long as many Americans are for abortion and sodomy, and many others are neutral or undecided on the matters, and others are largely silent about the issues, is there any hope for reversals in those areas? Romans chapter number 1, verse number 24, "Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves." Romans chapter number 1, verse 26, "For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature." Romans 1, 28, "And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient." God gave them up, God gave them up, and God gave them over. Jeremiah chapter number 6, verses 29 and 30 state, "The bellows are burned, the lead is consumed of the fire. The founder melteth in vain For the wicked are not plucked away. Reprobate silver shall men call them, because the Lord hath rejected them. When God applies some heat to a nation, and wicked men are not rejected, and wickedness is not repented of, then it becomes reprobate. When a welder is welding and the metal is molten, then impurities might come to the top so that they can be chipped away. God has certainly given opportunities for repentance to this nation. He has applied some heat to this nation, but as a whole, this nation is still unrepentant. First of all, consider the widespread acceptance of abortion. Not one unnatural, physician-performed abortion murder should knowingly be tolerated in this country, much less over 60 million. In a number of American cities, there have been more abortions per year than live births at times. Sometimes the number of abortions has been about double the live births per year in particular times in particular cities. Numbers chapter number 35 and verse 33. So ye shall not pollute the land wherein ye are, for blood it defileth the land, and the land cannot be cleansed of the blood shed therein, but by the blood of him that shed it. America is polluted with a terrible and costly kind of pollution. It is polluted with the blood of millions and millions of babies. No matter how the abortionists try to sanitize the description of murder, it is a filthy business. It is a filthy business that they are engaged in, even though they might say that it is a choice. We are pro-choice. This is a medical procedure. This is mercy medicine. This is the removal of a mass. This is a lifting of a burden. And we have a doctor that is highly skilled and nurses and a clinic. No matter how they try to dress it up, they are murder mills. We should never be comfortable with the murdering of babies. If we do relax our stance, what is next? Widespread acceptance of infanticide? Widespread acceptance of euthanasia? Then consider the widespread acceptance of sodomy. One of the immoral fads of this day is so-called transgenderism. There is no such thing as a transgender man or a transgender woman. Mr. Paul McHugh of Johns Hopkins University stated, sex change is biologically impossible. People who undergo sex reassignment surgery do not change from men to women or vice versa. Rather, they become feminized men or masculinized women. He called it a mental disorder. This was from a man that was the former chief of psychiatry at Johns Hopkins Hospital. And then there is the terrible, filthy, wicked sin of sodomy. Today, sodomy is much more accepted than it was years ago. Number one, sodomites sin against their own God-given consciences. Sodomy is unclean, Romans 1:24. Unnatural, Romans 1:26. Unseemly, Romans 1:27. Inconvenient, Romans 1:28. And it is dangerous, Romans 1:27. The Bible tells us in Romans 1:27, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error, which was meat. Sodomites pay an inward price for their terrible sin, and they can be dangerous to others as well. Genesis 19 and Judges 19 give examples of the fact that sodomites can be dangerous people. When a person is stooped to that low point in breaking God's law, what else will he do? In 2015, the United States Supreme Court made one of the worst rulings that it ever made when in a 5-4 ruling, it ruled in favor of so-called same-sex marriage, and there is no such thing, but they ruled in favor of so-called same-sex marriage. The decision contradicted the laws of nature, and it was in defiance of nature's God. The decision was based on a misapplication of the 14th Amendment. The decision was made contrary to the principles of a democratic republic. The decision created a heretofore non-existent in United States history so-called right. The decision did not provide a clear, concise, limited definition of marriage, and the court still has not provided a clear, concise, limited definition of marriage. So, can a man marry a fence post? Can a man marry a computer? Can a man marry his daughter? Can a man marry three wives? Do you know who had provided a definition for marriage? Congress and President Clinton. In 1996, DOMA, the Defense of Marriage Act, was passed by a veto-proof majority and signed into law by President Clinton. It defined marriage for federal purposes as the union of one man and one woman. But do you know who voted to overturn DOMA in 2013? Five Supreme Court judges. They stated that the federal government had no jurisdiction over marriage laws, and that was under the jurisdiction of the states. But in 2015, those same five Supreme Court judges ruled, in contradiction to their own ruling that they handed down about 2 years before. The so-called same-sex marriage decision ruled that the same-sex couple had a fundamental right to marry, and that those marriages were to be allowed in and recognized by all 50 states. Didn't those same five judges just rule about 2 years before that the definition of and the regulation of marriage was a state issue? The Roe versus Wade case and the so-called same-sex marriage rulings had two similarities. Number one, the court ruled on things that they did not define. They still haven't given us a clear definition of when life begins or of what marriage is. Then number two, the court ruled that people have a right to do two things that the Constitution does not protect. The Constitution does not protect the abortion of babies, and the Constitution does not protect a person getting married to someone of the same sex. Those are not constitutionally guaranteed rights. I want to repeat myself on purpose. In 1996, DOMA, the Defense of Marriage Act, was passed by Congress and signed by President Clinton. It defined and defended marriage for federal government purposes as the union of one man and one woman. In 2013, five Supreme Court judges struck down DOMA, and they stated that the federal government had no jurisdiction over marriage laws, that was under the jurisdiction of the states. But about 2 years later, 2015, those same five Supreme Court judges ruled in contradiction to their own ruling, and those five federal court judges claimed the power for the federal government that they had said belonged to the states. I suspect that some of the states were not moving fast enough to legalize those immoral unions, so activist judges took it upon themselves to legalize it on a federal level. There is a danger that good people will be silenced about abortion and so-called same-sex marriage because they have been legalized. The widespread acceptance of abortion and sodomy are an indication of reprobate minds.
Why not now? Why not now? Why not come to Jesus now? Why not now? Why not now? Why not come to Jesus now?
If you have any questions concerning this broadcast, give us a call at Lighthouse Baptist Church. The number is 850-610-3041, or visit the website at lbcfl.org. By the grace of God, get ready, be ready, stay ready, for Jesus is coming again.